Hello, I'm Mark, a wildlife biologist, or more specifically, a chiropterologist, an expert on bats. I've been fascinated by these incredible creatures since I was a boy. I spend a great deal of time outdoors observing them. While some of my colleagues travel to tropical rainforests or vast deserts, my current research is based in an ancient woodland, which is absolutely perfect for the specific species I study.
People have a lot of strange ideas about bats. Many think they are entirely blind, but that's simply not true. They can actually see quite well. However, the biggest myth I hear is that bats are a type of flying rodent. They are actually in a completely separate group of mammals altogether, more closely related to primates than to mice.
Looking at their diet, there is a lot of variety globally. Some tropical bats love eating fresh fruit, and the famous vampire bats of South America feed on blood. But around here, their primary food source is insects, which they are experts at catching in mid-air during the night. A single bat can consume thousands of bugs in one evening.
To study them in the dark, we rely on modern technology. You might think we just use standard night vision goggles or infrared cameras. But actually, a chiropterologist can utilise this detector to differentiate between various bat species based on the distinct acoustic signals they emit. We simply refer to this device as a bat detector, and I never go into the forest without it.
As you probably know, bats navigate using a system called echolocation. They make high-frequency sounds that bounce off surrounding objects. While they have very sharp teeth and extremely delicate wings, it is actually their oversized ears that are crucial for picking up these returning echoes and building a sound map of their environment.
Unfortunately, bats are facing some very hard times globally. Habitat loss is a big issue, and climate change is certainly a growing concern for the future. Yet the most devastating threat right now is a fungal disease that has wiped out millions of individuals across entire continents. It's a tragic situation that we are working hard to solve.
Why should we care about saving them? Well, they are vital for a healthy ecosystem. Some birds are well known for spreading seeds, but bats are responsible for pollinating hundreds of plants. In fact, the survival of the wild banana relies heavily on bats visiting their flowers to drink nectar. Without them, these plants would struggle to reproduce.
During the cold months, when their food supply drops dramatically, they have to hibernate. They don't generally migrate south like swallows or other birds do. Instead, they need to find a cold, damp, and dark place to survive. They might occasionally use old abandoned buildings, but the majority retreat into deep caves to sleep safely through the winter.
When you observe them resting, they have a highly unique posture. They don't build intricate nests or sleep perched on branches like birds. They prefer to hang completely upside down, gripping tightly with their specialized claws. A special locking mechanism in their toes means they don't even have to use any energy to hold on. If you want to support your local bat populations, there are practical things you can do at home. You don't need to put out special food or dishes of water. Instead, you can put up a wooden box on a tree or on the side of your house to give them a safe, secure place to roost. It's a simple action that makes a huge difference.